Let's begin with the status that there are cats everywhere in Sonoma County, more or less. How much of a problem does that represent?
Free-roaming cats are a problem all over the country, and Sonoma County is no exception. Forgotten Felines has been doing an amazing job of providing low-cost spay-neuter to residents of the county, and also some adoption services for animals that are adoptable or kittens that are born during the spring and summer. But they can't do it all themselves. They need help from their partners at the other shelters. So in working with Forgotten Felines, our county shelter was taking in, for years, many, many, many cats from people who had too many cats on their property for various reasons. And unfortunately, in the past, many of those cats ended up simply being euthanized because there were no homes for cats that are not friendly.
So what's different now?
So now we've started participating in a program that's been very successful nationwide. We call it Community Cats. It's also called TNR, or Trap, Neuter, and Return. The premise is that instead of allowing them to breed uncontrolled year after year after year and bringing the excess ones to the animal shelter where the problem never ends, you fix the ones that are on a person's property so they stop breeding. You teach people how to feed and care for the animals responsibly that are on their property and to neuter any new ones that show up. The population drastically decreases, and then animal shelters aren't inundated with a flood of unwanted cats.
So how long typically does it take for this population boom to begin to taper down?
Well, we saw good success in Santa Clara County within about a year. And actually here in Sonoma County, we're seeing some successes already. In the three-month period since we started the program here, compared to the same three-month period last year, our cat euthanasia is down by 75%. So that's a significant improvement for us.
That's better for the cats, but it's also better for the department, I imagine, because handling all those cats has got to be a big burden.
It certainly is. In handling them, it's very hazardous. They might bite people. It's taking up room at the shelter. It's just better for everyone, cats, shelter, and community.
This is just getting going, as you say. Is it at full operational levels right now, or are you still ramping up?
It's pretty much at full operational level for this time of year. Winter is the slowest time, so this is a good time to start a program like that because we have time. What we call kitten season is the spring and summer. That's just naturally when litters of kittens are born, and so that's when it's going to get really interesting. So it's a good time for us to continue to solicit donations for the Love Me, Fix Me program, donations for Forgotten Felines so that we can increase the number of days that we do spay-neuter, and to be able to do more surgeries and provide more services for the residents who need this type of help.
So as the litters begin to occur with greater frequency in the spring, how do you find them in the first place, and then how do you intercede?
Primarily, people will call us for help. They'll say, there's cats in my yard having kittens. What do I do? Some people want to keep the kittens, some don't. Some will foster them until their adoption age. Sometimes our shelter or Forgotten Felines will be able to find homes for kittens, and we'll make sure that those adult cats and the kittens, when they're old enough, get spayed or neutered, so this won't continue to happen.
Are feral kittens adoptable if you get them early enough, and how early does that have to be?
Generally before 3 months. After 3 or 4 months, they're pretty well set in their ways, although it's not impossible to socialize them.